This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Joining us now from Fox News Radio, Michelle Polino. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good. A lot of buildup for this season of South Park. A lot of controversy building up to it as well. They had a pretty big episode where I've seen some clips, but I haven't seen the full episode yet. Mocking Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and broadcaster Charlie Kirk. So far, the reaction has been, I guess, as expected in some ways. Kristi Noem said it was kind of a lazy portrayal. So what do you make of all of this controversy going around?
Well, it's interesting. I think most of all that Trump is not attacking them. I'm finding that part interesting. The White House put a statement out the first episode, saying it's ridiculous. Kristi Noem, saying something this time. I find it interesting. And I'm also looking at the numbers. I guess they got 5 million the first time around. That's not high for South Park, not high at all. Gutfeld gets about 3 million. I find it just watching the culture change from being controlled by the Democrats for so long, Hollywood being controlled by the Democrats for so long, and Trump really changing the game. Comedy Central kind of attacking him, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, and I think it's a good thing that Trump is actually staying away in many ways. I think he normally would just he would just viscerally attack them. The fact that he's just staying away and letting them do this is fascinating at this moment. He knows that the tides have turned. The culture is now in his hands. And, part of what South Park is doing is saying, we're going to attack this guy because he made it rough for us in this whole Paramount transition. And he's suing all these news magazines. And I think that they are going to fall. I think they are going to fall just like everybody else who's tried to attack Trump. I think that's how he wins.
See, I think that's my take, too, because Stephen Colbert's show, I believe, is being canceled because his ratings are in the tank. He's being paid millions of dollars, and he's not returning it with the number of viewers. And I think people are sick and tired of him just every single night he'd go on there and he would just slam Trump. And it gets kind of old. And so to your point, Michelle, it seems as though maybe this is funny in the very beginning. I mean, I watched the Charlie Kirk one and I mean, it was kind of funny. The spoof that they did. But this can't be a long term strategy because people will just get sick of it. And I've never been a South Park fan, but it seems as though some the larger part of their base would it be the conservatives? Do we have any idea who's even watching South Park?
Well, South Park, we don't. like I said, they have about 5 million viewers, close, maybe 5.9, I think it was 5.9 that first episode. I think that it's people that watched it for a very long time. I do think it skews to the left. But culture is changing. Has changed, and I have my eye on this because I think it's the next. I mean, it's in the crosshairs. As soon as you start attacking Trump, and that's why I don't think he's attacking back. He's waiting to see how the people will react.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's smart.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. So here's a couple of just general observations to it. So South Park, in many ways, found that they can mock anything, which is fine. What I found in this season, so you look at the way they led up into the season. So they have an actor who portrays Trump that gets naked and they make a small wiener joke. And then there's a bit where there's a person painting his portrait on the wall and it's another instance where it's a small wiener joke. And then you look at him hopping in bed with Satan. And part of it is the same bit that they did with Saddam Hussein. So, for all the people that are like, okay, Donald Trump's Hitler. Well, South Park's using the comparison that Donald Trump is Saddam Hussein now. He's the new Saddam Hussein. And all of these type of comparisons, they're kind of played out. They're kind of lazy in a way. I do agree it is kind of lazy. But I also look at how a show like that used to be able to get popularity because they were kind of like funny, edgy, and smart. Yeah. But it doesn't seem like they're going down there. It seems like they are chasing the controversy in order to get people to view the show, which is the wrong road to go down if you're someone as, I guess, smart in when it comes to comedy as a South Park. So I felt like they may have jumped the shark now.
It seems like they might. I think that's what we're all kind of watching and waiting to see if that's really true. I mean, I'm going to keep my eye on those ratings and see if they do falter. It'll be just yet another instance of this president just by the virtue of being him takes down another cultural institution. It's just fascinating to watch. I don't know if that's going to happen with South Park. South Park also mocks woke in ways that nobody else does. And so they are riding a line, and that's what makes them great. You know, it's still funny. I don't think the Trump Satan small penis thing is funny at all, but I did find Charlie Kirk stuff good. I do find their woke stuff with Cartman amazing. So we'll see. We'll see if they.
We will.
They're really smart guys. They're really smart guys. So
yeah, and you know, I think this. When you kind of hate to question their integrity based on the process because of their track record, and they've had a tremendous run, but all runs come to an end. Are we witnessing the end of it? Meaning this is the type of low hanging fruit they're going for and they're done with the smarter stuff, I guess. You know, essentially you're making the Beavis and Butthead jokes at this point. So, and Beavis and Butthead was even more well done than South Park at this point too. So I think that's kind of where we're at. Michelle Polino, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
You got it. Have a great one.
Fox News Radio talking about South Park and mocking of the president and such. I think it's fine. You know, I mentioned before back in the 2016 presidential election when they were doing the debate, some of those episodes where Mr. Garrison was playing Trump running for president against Hillary Clinton. It was unbelievable how funny and smart that was. But, you know, sometimes you wonder, have you lost it? And I think that's what they got to figure out. It doesn't mean they can't change course, or it doesn't mean they can't reinvent themselves in a better way like they've done over the years with the show. But it's an interesting strategy, bold strategy, I guess. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.